WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, dopamine detoxers. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling the knots in your digital life and reclaiming those precious mental bandwidth points. Ever feel like you're tethered to your phone, constantly checking notifications like they hold the secrets to the universe? You know that feeling when you put down your device, only to find yourself reaching for it again within seconds? Yeah, we've all been there. That's technology addiction, folks, and it's a whole lot more common than you think. But here's the good news. You can break free from the clutches of the digital beast and cultivate a healthier relationship with technology. This isn't about ditching your devices altogether, although, let's be honest, a tech-free weekend sounds pretty darn appealing sometimes. It's about finding that sweet spot, using technology to enhance your life, not control it. So, buckle up, my digital detox warriors, because today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of managing technology addiction for better mental well-being. Let's get down to brass tacks with 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your mental space and live a more intentional life. First things first, awareness is power. Seriously, knowing your triggers is like having a secret weapon against digital distraction. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media for hours, even when you promised yourself you'd be productive? Take note of those moments, the times you reach for your phone out of habit or boredom. Understanding why you gravitate towards technology is crucial for breaking the cycle. Next up, set realistic goals and boundaries. You don't have to become a digital ascetic overnight. Start with small, manageable changes. Perhaps designate specific tech-free hours each day, like during meals or an hour before bed. Treat those tech-free zones as sacred, just like you would any other important commitment. Speaking of commitments, consider using scheduling apps to block out time for activities that nourish your soul, not just mindless scrolling. Think about it. A walk in nature, reading a good book, or connecting with loved ones, these experiences are digital detox gold. Another powerful tool is mindfulness. Yeah, I know, it sounds a bit woo-woo, but hear me out. Paying attention to the present moment, without judgment, can help you become more aware of your tech cravings. When that urge hits, take a few deep breaths, acknowledge it, and then gently redirect your attention elsewhere. Lastly, remember that you're not alone in this journey. Connect with others who are also striving for digital balance. Join online communities, share your experiences, and support each other along the way. There's strength in numbers, especially when it comes to breaking free from the digital chains. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a busy marketing manager juggling deadlines and overflowing inbox. She's constantly checking her phone even during meetings, feeling like she's missing out on something crucial. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides to implement some of these strategies. She sets aside tech-free time each evening to unwind with a good book, uses mindfulness apps to stay grounded throughout the day, and starts scheduling digital detox weekends. To her surprise, she finds herself feeling less stressed, more focused at work, and enjoying deeper connections with friends and family. The result? A healthier relationship with technology, leading to a happier and more fulfilling life. So there you have it, folks. 5 actionable steps to help you manage technology addiction and cultivate a more balanced life. Remember, this isn't about deprivation. It's about using technology intentionally and consciously. By implementing these strategies, you can reclaim your mental space, boost your well-being, and live a life that is truly yours. Ready to embark on your digital detox journey? Share your thoughts, tips, and challenges in the comments below. Let's support each other in creating a world where technology enhances our lives, rather than controls them. Until next time, keep those dopamine levels in check and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.